This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Anthony, do me a favor and cue up my hellacious gaffe from ENN on Friday, because there could be people who missed it and feel it needs to be revisited. But
Henry and the Purple Birds.
Really do it justice.
What? Well, let me hear it one more time.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee
clown show.
That is.
I love you, Peter. That's
the worst thing you've ever done on the show, and there's a lot of things to consider.
But I worry.
I know you should. You should. You're not wrong for worrying.
That's penalty as a helmet, and that was like 2.5, 3 years ago.
You got help after that.
I have a physical tomorrow. I might ask. Brain okay? I do. So if I'm late for the meeting, by the way, I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Lex Lumpkin.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Oh, well, I wasn't surprised Jeffrey Dahmer ate people. That's what he does.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but you had to be surprised the first time they told you he ate people.
Who do I work with?
Right. I feel the same way. The first time you find out, especially if you're friends with Dahmer, and people say, hey, remember old Jeff from high school? And they go, yeah, I like Jeff. And they go, yeah, it turns out he's eating people.
Man.
It's not what you want. Guys, a lot of NFL football happened over this super wild card weekend. And now we are poised for the matchup that we wanted. Yes, we will get to see Drew Brees against Tom Brady next weekend. And let's hear from Drew Brees on the matchup.
Don't take it for granted. Very appreciative of the opportunity. And listen, the minute that he signed with the Bucs and came in the division, you know, you felt like, you know, that was going to be a team to contend with. That was going to be a team that had playoff aspirations and beyond, just like us. So I guess it was inevitable.
I also want to give on a totally separate note there between, besides the fact, and by the way, that will be your main event of the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's the 6:40 Fox vehicle on Sunday.
Who are you tell us what the main event is? We'll decide what we want to do.
Well, I mean, time slot wise, that's the main event.
Yeah,
well, that's fine.
Sunday 6:40 is it. Now, that doesn't mean it's not my favorite time slot.
Now, can I tell you one thing that's going to be a very bad take on the show and for the people listening?
Okay.
6 games in 2 days. I'm sorry, it's too much. I couldn't engage my family. You have to. You're doing a show. You have to watch every single minute of the game. It's too much.
It's an interesting take. Now, they can't gear it only for talk show hosts.
Right.
Because other people...
Yeah, but football fans are going to watch it, too. You completely rip a person out of a family's fabric.
No, and let's just be honest. It's one of those times where the West Coast really is the way to go.
Right, because you have a whole day after that.
Right. I hear you. I hear you.
Too much. Like by the
that's not anything they're going to ever listen to. It's
no,
too
won't.
Much for you, but you're not in their demo. For when I was growing up, just forget about it. It would be incredible.
But
what you're saying. It's hard. It was because it was cold, but it was a nice day. So I took down the Christmas decorations outside. It had to be a radio vehicle for me for a good portion of the
good
weekend.
Good for you. Now, Michael, what is your favorite? This weekend we go back to the traditional Saturday 4:30. Saturday 8:15, Sunday 3:05, Sunday 6:40. What's your favorite? Like, which time?
Well, my
slot
favorite would be the Saturday 8:15 because now, you know, you're not going anywhere. You're not, you know, going out on a date with your wife or anything. So Saturday 8:15, I'm fine with that.
Is that yours too, Don? Your favorite Saturday night vehicle?
I like that a lot because my
enjoy.
Where are you going?
I enjoy the Saturday 4:30 too. Actually,
I enjoy football.
That's a drop.
But 3 and 3 is too much. It's oversaturation. It's too much. It's how you get high cholesterol.
3 and 3 is 6, Michael.
I know.
3 and 3. I just don't know if you could say you could love football and then say it's too much.
It's just I love pizza. I can't eat 3 large pies.
Right. I hear what he's saying. that by the end of – listen, it's like tonight,
and,
right?
And the last game was just such a stinker.
Well, that's it. You at 28-0, you didn't have to watch every play after that.
Yeah, no, I left. At 28-0, I went and watched Your Honor and then came back and peeked back in. Now, there was other football played this past weekend. Lamar Jackson, we talked about the pressure that was supposedly on Lamar Jackson. Well, he did what he does. He becomes the first quarterback, the only other quarterback, I should say, of the modern era to rush for over 100 yards and score a touchdown in a playoff game. The other quarterback who did that was?
100 yard.
Rush for over 100. Score
a
TD.
The easy answer would be Randall Cunningham.
But it would be the wrong answer.
I didn't say it would be the right answer. But
I'd love to give the answer of Bobby Douglas, but I don't think he won a playoff game with the Bears.
No, I don't think he did either, so.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, that's a good guess, too. That's a good poll. But it doesn't sound like it's right.
Steve Young.
Go more modern, guys. Let's think modern. Steve Young has – what were you about to say?
I was going to say Daniel Jones, but that's
well, the fact that Peter's all excited to talk about it is it RG3.
You're in the right class.
Okay.
You're in the right class.
Oh.
This person is rather famous.
This person is rather famous.
He's well known. Andrew, you know who it is?
I think I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to guess? Or?
Sure. You're part of the show.
Is it Kaepernick?
That's correct.
There we go.
That's another reason why Peter would be excited.
Of course. I got to be affiliated with Washington or Kaepernick.
No, it was. I saw it today. The stat popped up, and I will say, those Kaepernick games against Rodgers in the playoffs were something else, something special.
It's the last time Jim Harbaugh was a good
I know.
Coach.
Good coach. Period.
Didn't stop him from getting a contract extension.
Here's Lamar on the lack of shaking hands with the Titans after the game yesterday.
Well, you know, it was just disrespect. You know, we didn't see what went on. Before the game, you know, the last time we played those guys, and they were standing on our logo, and we seen like them getting into it with our coach. So that was just disrespectful because, you know, we treat all our opponents with respect, and it wasn't no reason for us to shake hands and stuff like that, you know, to be the big guy. So we just walked off the field.
See, I had forgotten about it. So when it happened on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, it bothered me. And then when I remember it, I'm like, all right, I see where they're going. But I don't know. It just didn't look great.
Well, that wasn't the end of it. The Ravens also danced on the Titans logo.
That's what I'm talking about, the dancing on the logo.
Let's
when
hear
I saw
from...
the dancing on the logo live, not knowing the history or not remembering the history, it bothered me.
Let's hear the response from Titans coach Mikay Vrabel.
Nope, I coach the Titans, not the Ravens.
All right, thank you, coach.
I was surprised that they actually shook hands. Harbaugh and Vrabel, because they didn't the last time.
By the way, I mean, I'm sorry, though. Can I say I think that answer is weak? This isn't like punishing other children. You're allowed to have some feelings on getting your logo danced on in your stadium.
Oh, people have to grow up with what's going on in the world. Stop it.
No, Michael.
It's children.
What do you mean? It's sports.
I get it.
That's what we're here for, is this stuff.
No,
it's competition.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But first of all, it's sportsmanship is out the window, everybody. It is. The last vestige of sportsmanship is when they shake hands at the end of a hockey playoff series. That's it.
Jimmy Graham
catches a touchdown yesterday at the end of the game and just runs into the runway. It's over. He doesn't even stay for the end of the game. And then can you please tell me, Don, because you know everything about football. You've been following it for 40 years. 40. How did they not kick an extra point there? There were some people, I think, had 11.5 points.
I don't know when they changed the rule. I thought that you were under the obligation. You didn't forfeit the extra point. You kicked the extra point. The only time you didn't have to do it is after a touchdown that ended an overtime game.
But you had to do it. I don't understand, Don. And given the relationship between gambling now and the NFL and it having an official relationship, they need a steadfast rule. The extra point always gets kicked or not. But this, since when are there things that are optional? So now, wait, you're telling they could have kicked the extra point?
They could have kicked the extra point. And if you want to go for like line up to go for two and take a knee, then I guess that you could do that if you want. But
I think that's weak too. Whoever wants less points, score points.
But if you want to just tell me, listen, the game's we cannot win this game. The clock has zeroed out. This is the final play, and I don't want to see, God forbid, somebody break a leg in this situation. So I'm going to take a knee. I'd understand that. I just don't understand how you could just walk off the field and that was an option. If the rule has changed, I apologize. But it was always. Because I remember, like, growing up as a kid, they're kicking the extra point. Why? The game's already over. No, because that's the rule. You kick the extra point, or you make some sort of an attempt, now that there's a two-point conversion, to do that. And you're right, now that you have a relationship, if anybody was getting 11.5 in that game.
Oh, your head will explode.
And you're excited because it was a tremendous one-handed catch for the touchdown. If that meant something, that would have been one of the great catches in playoff history.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A couple of quick notes, Peter, before we move on. Dan Quinn, former coach of the Falcons, is in agreement with the Cowboys to be their new defensive coordinator. And if you're thinking about betting Ohio State, I don't know if this matters to you, their starting kicker, Blake Howbeil, is out because of COVID-19, so they will not have their starting kicker for the national championship game.
By the way, I look forward to watching that game. I had to take off the morning show tomorrow because it'll probably go from around 8 p.m. to 3:45 a.m. But I'm ready.
So let me just try to – I want to line this up, Michael. Because I want to understand things.
Okay.
Someone that admittedly is not that big a college football fan. As a matter of fact, really almost borderline hates it.
Right, that's true.
Is going to take off tomorrow from work during a book to watch said championship game.
See, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to defend Peter.
Yes.
Peter loves this show. Mm-hmm. And this is a very Jet-centric game. How is Jordan Fields going to do?
Who's Jordan Fields?
I meant Jordan Peele.
I got to ask something. Andrew, can you come on the microphone?
Yeah.
Was it not very clear that I was being sarcastic about
yes it was but you I know but you are going to watch the game because of Fields.
I did not sense any sarcasm.
Yeah, but that's
whatsoever.
That's
the brilliance of comedy.
Don went with a full-blown I can't believe you're taking off the show tomorrow.
Well, like Ebro would actually feed Peter to stray cats if he took off for that reason.
The only point of what I said was to point out how ridiculously long college football games are, particularly this game. This game, the games are already over 4 hours. Yeah. Then they do the double band at halftime. It's endless.
No, it is obnoxious. The fact that they still have the rule where they stop the clock after a first down is you want to pull your hair out.
Can I ask you something too, Peter? COVID's not a thing in Nashville.
No, I was just there. It's actually the worst in the country.
Well, I mean, but there were like 30,000 people, seemed like, at that game.
Now, Nancy made a great point, because I said that to her. I was like, I can't believe how many people are there. And then she pointed out, I guess, I forget what stage of the game it was. It was like there was an extra pointer. It might have been the field goal that Tucker missed, where they do have cutouts, like, within the crowd.
So yeah, but they said there was only 13,000 people,
but
it seemed like
more. I'm hoping that was just that there were a lot of cardboard cutouts that made it seem like there were a mess of people, because that did not look like 13,000 people. But I think they did a good job with the cardboard cutouts.
Did the Tiger
mixing them with the crowd.
Did the Tiger doc come out yet, or is it this weekend?
Oh, I was going to ask you if you've seen it, because it was on last night.
It debuted already?
Yeah. It was on
that
last
would be
night.
Something to miss the morning show over.
So maybe that's what I should do. Stay up tonight, skip it. Or you know what? During halftime is long enough. Maybe I could watch it. It's two parts, right?
Now, John Feinstein, who knows golf very well, said there's just nothing new in there.
Really?
Yeah, he said they put all this time and all this money into it, and they didn't break any new ground at all. They said stuff that everybody knows.
Well, I hear what? If you're a Tiger expert, right. See, Don, if you're a Tiger expert and a golf expert, there's one thing. But this is telling this sort of the American story of Tiger Woods.
Believe me, especially with the attention span of the younger generation, right? Because I'm sure somebody that covered the Bulls didn't find anything new out of The Last Dance, but a generation of fans did. Tigers to that point. If you're a 25-year-old Tiger fan, I'm sure you're just half that stuff you don't know.
And just, I mean, I'll be honest, the old interview footage and stuff alone is priceless.
Just to see him on Mike Douglas.
The fact that he was on Mike Douglas, that those two things crossed over in time, you know, or all the stuff they're going to have. I'm looking forward to it.
So should I watch this or should I watch Breaking Bad?
Well, it's a little bit of a different time commitment. Breaking Bad's like 70 episodes.
Don, by the way, I've never seen the two of us, because usually it's one of us, two of us getting just excoriated on Twitter for not having seen Breaking Bad.
But wait a minute. I am not making any kind of stand against it. I very much want to see it. But unfortunately, my wife has no interest in those types of movies and shows. And now with kids and sports and everything that I have to do, how am I supposed to carve out the time?
Maybe when
I start flying again, maybe I'll binge watch it or something. But when exactly am I going to wedge the time in? So I'm not making a stand. I hate it. I'm not going to do it. I'd love to. This seems like it's right up my alley, but it's just... I refuse to be killed for something that I literally don't have time for.
What kind of show does she not like? Like not ones that are stressful? She likes happy
she's
shows?
She's like me and Michael. Like, I usually like to really be entertained with comedy, but there are certain things. Like, I watch Million Little Things. We watched Parenthood when that was on NBC. So but there's certain things. A guy selling meth is not something that Nancy's going to be that interested in.
Yeah,
that's a difficult selling point for me.
Can if Nancy's upstairs watching something else, can Don have the twins on his lap watching Breaking Bad? Is it that sort of show?
Well, they're so little that they're not going to know what's going on.
They're three. They will know exactly about meth sales.
Well,
Don doesn't live in the best neighborhood.
I got to be careful, because sometimes, like, Marco this morning, when we're getting ready for school, he stumbled on something on the internet, and it was like a rap video or something. I had, like, do a headlong dive. He got into something. So they're of the age where I can't have them see certain things.
Yeah, I'm streaming one of the episodes of the morning show yesterday, or after the game. No, it was at halftime, actually. And Callie, at the worst time, she comes in, what are you watching? And yeah, you're scrambling to hit pause because, oh, it's awful.
But honestly, I don't want to get killed for this.
I think you have to prioritize here. This
but
is
when
that
we
important.
Kill Michael for not seeing Shawshank, when the movie has literally been available for 25 years and it's only 2-hour commitment, then I think it's right to kill someone.
Why do you always have to come back to me? Why
because
get
you're
the,
I
watched Shawshank,
don't,
didn't
doesn't
I?
See things that you never saw Star Wars.
Never
you
will.
Just didn't see Shawshank. Yeah,
you are sometimes, for someone who's so learned, you are sometimes proud of your ignorance.
Very proud.
All right, let's hear from Ben Roethlisberger and the decisions he has to make about his future moving forward.
Talking with my family, discussions, decisions, and you know, I still have a year left on my contract. I hope the Steelers want me back if that's the way we go, and there'll be a lot of discussions, but now's not the time for that.
He went on to say that he has to talk to God about this as well.
God's going to give me advice on whether to play?
That's right.
I can't watch Ben Roethlisberger anymore without seeing Will Ferrell. I just can't. He's morphed into Will Ferrell.
God, Ferrell should do that as a character, like a version of Ben, a version of like the old grizzled quarterback. Oh my God. I know he's already done 50 sports movies, but that would just be perfect. There are two games being suspended tonight in the NBA,
postponed,
I should say. However, Brian Windhorst, said that the NBA is not going to suspend the season.
I mean, I can't rule out that would happen, but we are nowhere close to that. This is going to churn through this for the foreseeable future. And, you know, you ask yourself, why would they make the 76ers play under those circumstances where they only had seven guys they could run out there, and why they would make them play this next week, potentially with only seven or eight guys? The reason that they did that is so that when it happens to the Portland Trailblazers or Team X in 2 weeks, that they're held to the same standard. And going through this NBA season, many of the teams are going to run into problems like this. And right now, today, it's Philly and Boston and Dallas. And in 2 weeks, it could be three other teams, or it could be no other teams.
Thank you. That was deep at the end. And also, of course, lastly today, Francisco Lindor officially introduced as a New York Met, and sounds like he's open to the possibility of staying with the Mets long term. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Monday. evening.
All right, Nick, Charlotte pregame and then the game and then Joined in Progress National Championship game right here on 98.7 Hot Stove coming up on Yes. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.